Hello, and welcome to The Happiest of Hours, presented by Mox & Cox. This podcast is part of our journey to share experiences in the world where drinkers, alcohol-free folks, and the sober curious can coexist. We started our mission to create a space where everyone gets to have the same experience, regardless of what's in their glass, to show people it's okay to go out into the world, to the same events, and have the same great time.
We know how that looks different for everyone. Everyone is different. We just want to stop making it weird.
I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And we're Mox & Cox. Good morning, Bridget.
Hi, Katie.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Thank I'll you. Sing.
No, that's okay.
You said you loved it when I sang over Christmas.
I did. You're right. You know what? Go for
no,
it.
No, it's no. It's all no. right. It's all right. You already
Go
said
get him, kiddo.
Geeky.
You can You can do it. That is an easy parlay. You know I'm right. Don't worry about it, Gene.
If you've been listening to us for any length of time,
it happened again.
I don't know if I have marbles in my mouth every single time. I mean, I feel like I'm a decent speaker. Maybe not.
No, I
like,
mean, I've actually been on the phone while you're ordering at Starbucks.
I know, but it seems fine.
And it seems fine. I understand what you're saying, and I'm through the speakerphone on the car. So I feel like the people inside the drive-thru at Starbucks have to hear Katie. But, I mean, they have really made some leaps. But today,
Kiki. Today was Kiki, which I knew a Kiki, actually.
Who hasn't? Really? No, I've known dogs named Kiki, too.
Oh, no, I know a person named Kiki.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No.
But the funny thing about this is, if you haven't been on this journey with us for a while now.
This happens.
One day I was in the Starbucks drive up. Bridget was on the phone, on my speaker, on my CarPlay. I asked for what I get every single time, everywhere I go. And yes, even though I own a coffee shop, I sometimes go to Starbucks.
Sometimes.
It's right across from my gym. It's easy.
No, you don't have to defend yourself. Okay. It's totally fine.
So I was in the drive up. I said, I'll have a grande whole milk latte. And they asked for my name. I said, Katie. And she said, Dee Dee. I said, no, Katie. And she goes, Jean?
The best part about it is, as I'm visualizing it, but Katie and I both actually visualized it as G-E-N-E.
Yeah, the male Gene. Version.
I don't know why, but that's all I see. To this day, that's all I see when I was like, oh, Gene.
So I thought it would be real funny. The next time I went through a Starbucks, I said my name was Gene with a G. And they brought it out as Gene. Because it was G-E-A-N.
I loved every moment of this journey.
But today I went again. I said, I'll have a whole milk grande latte. Oh, can I get your name, please? Katie. It came out as Kiki.
And I think that's adorable.
It is. Kiki's great.
Kiki's great.
And I also feel like a Kiki today, so it's fine. Also, I have to know if Starbucks has changed their training for their new baristas.
Why?
Because I have noticed that every time you go to the drive-up, they ask how you are.
Oh.
But like, genuinely, they're like, how are you today? I'll be like, I'm fine. How are you? Great. Thanks for asking. That's what they say every time.
Oh.
Every time. Then they also say, do you have any fun plans for the week? Or do you have any fun plans for today or the weekend or whatever day you're in?
They've gotten a combination of the Chick-fil-A Trader Joe's model.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
I mean, they've got it down.
Filleting chickens.
Yeah. No, they've got it. Chick-fil-A, my pleasure.
Filleting baby chicken.
They've got it down. But Trader Joe's does it too. At Trader Joe's, they're required to complement one thing in your basket.
What?
And it'd be like, oh my God, I love those crackers. Or this is one
is
of my favorite.
Is that real? No. So it's just a fucking lie?
I mean,
it is.
I mean, they might really like that. I mean, they probably have
But they probably don't. They probably have never had it. That's a lie. They're teaching their employees to lie.
Well, I'm not sure that everybody at Chick-fil-A really means that it's their pleasure to serve me either, but...
It should be.
But I do...
You're right. It should be your pleasure.
You know, Culver's has started doing it too.
It's a pleasure to serve you.
Yeah, they've taken your name and they don't need my name. They give me a number at the window.
That they asked to hang on my handle.
Oh,
I want the person to be like, I want one person to be like, no, I don't want you to hang that on my handle.
So some of the Culvers now have post-its with numbers.
Oh, I know. They put it on
the... And they put it on the mirror.
The one by you.
Yeah.
Does.
Yeah.
It's a post-it note.
Yeah.
I feel like Culvers, get your own post-it notes. You can afford it.
They did.
No, I think they have the like fluorescent ones.
Oh, no. Mine has Culvers like... Culvers.
Oh, it's branded.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the blue numbers and everything.
Oh, that is not... That's not how... I've been to another Culver's that just uses like plain old fluorescent post-it notes.
Oh no, they've got the Culver's. They've got the Culver's logo on it and everything.
As they should.
Come on.
Although, in any case, I don't want you to be disingenuous when you are talking to me over a drive up.
Okay, fine.
I want you to be like pleasant, but like I want you to actually care.
But you cannot force these people to care about you.
Then don't say it. You can't require people
But how can't you just be nice? Like, isn't that just nice?
You can, but do you have to train it?
Why? I think that it's okay just to be nice. People say it all the
time. I think it's weird that Trader Joe's requires you to say something. Also, I have had people say something about what I'm buying, and I'm like, that is none of your fucking business. Keep it to yourself.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was mainly when I had a box of wine, and one of the girls at the checkout was like, didn't you just buy one of these?
Oh, that's rude.
But at Trader Joe's, it might be fine.
No, at Trader Joe's, it's like...
I really like this wine. You must like it too. You've had two boxes this week.
There's no way that anybody could remember you at Trader Joe's. They pack those people in. I mean...
and out.
Oh, God.
Unless you're going for $2 chuck a lot.
Yeah, but still. It's now $3 chuck.
Oh,
well, but I do think that
$2 chuck sounds better.
It did when I was in college. But
it's still
a lie. I do think that it's... I do think that it's nice of them. They at least they're engaging with you.
But it's a lie.
Not if they pick a product that they actually like.
But they're not because it's required.
But they probably pick one out that they
I want a Trader Joe's employee on here. I want to know if you are just picking shit and lying about it for fun. Because I think that's what I would do. Even if they had something in their cart that I have had. I would pick something else and be like, oh, I really love those, even though I've never had them.
It's going to be amazing. You'll be back to buy them over and over again. And then when they get home and they're like, this sucks. But they're going to feel obligated to keep trying it because they're like, but even the Trader Joe's guy thought it was amazing.
But now you all know it's required.
Sorry. So is my pleasure at Chick-fil-A.
Also, see you next time at Quick Trip.
Yes. See you next time at Quick Trip.
And be well at Walgreens. I mean, the marketing is working, obviously.
Yeah, you've got it down pat.
Also, can we look up what down pat means?
As soon as I said it, I knew it was coming back to me. I knew the second it came out of my mouth, it was coming right back. And I was like, I can't stop it, though.
Is that why you didn't drink a coffee so fast? Fuck, it's coming. But also, can we look up down pat?
I knew it the second I'd done it. I was like, God damn it, she's going to nail this one. Shit.
We don't even have to talk anymore. You're just like, okay, let's spend 15 minutes together. We've got our entire conversation for the day nailed down pat.
And like, poor Pat.
So if you have a cousin, Pat, we can ask.
Poor Pat.
Oh, it's coming. Hold on. Where does down Pat come from?
And is it related to a pat down?
The phrase down pat derives from an old meaning of the noun pat, dating to around 1400, meaning a strike or blow. Like a pat on the ass? Like that's the pat we're talking about? Today, we think of a pat. Yeah, it is. Today, we think of a pat as a soft touch. Back
It would have referred to something like a strike with a hand weapon. But like down pat.
Look, lady. Anyway, have something down pat is to have something memorized perfectly. Mastered, perfect. Being complete of its kind without defect or blemish.
And you're also getting beaten.
With a hand tool of some sort.
With a hand weapon.
Hand weapon, my mistake.
Anyway, let's segue.
Anyway, we digress. Yeah, no, let's. That's a smooth segue.
Into tasting mocktails.
Look, we remembered to do it.
This is a good one, though, today.
I'm excited about these. Mm-hmm. They're very colorful. This weekend is Easter, so we should take a picture of these.
Oh, yeah. These are like little Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Throw me these for a second.
So we know that we like these, so we are going to say what they are right away.
We do like these.
Yeah. So these are called Mingle Mocktails. I found Mingle Mocktails quite a while ago because we use their blood orange and elderflower mimosa for our non-alcoholic mimosas for our baby and bridal showers at 1909. But they then came out with these beautiful, well, they've always had them, but I decided to try their canned mocktails. So their RTDs, which I didn't really know what that meant until a few weeks ago, which is a ready to drink.
Oh,
I know. RTDs.
Okay.
If you see RTD, it means ready to drink.
Nice. And these are, but they're gorgeous. And it's Easter weekend and they are
cute as hell.
Yes. We have them in like this bluish purple and bright pink and a very spring green.
Which is also a town down the road.
Right.
But yes, spring greeny. The spring green one is called Key Lime Margarita. Citrus, sweet and sour. Delicious. 60 calories. Their little tagline is celebrate your spirit. Fun is guaranteed, but alcohol is optional. You deserve a drink that celebrates your choice and your spirit. Let's mingle.
Yes. And this is a fabulous woman-owned company.
Laura Taylor.
Yep.
Founder and booze-free badass, which
I love
that is trademarked. Booze-free badass is trademarked.
Yeah. And it allows you, this is one of those sort of base things too that you can dress up or dress down. So it would also go great with a little Classico or a little Shirley if you wanted to bump it up a notch in a champagne flute.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also perfect on the rocks.
Yep. And like many of our friends who still partake, you could add a little tequila to this one.
Yeah. So which one are you trying first?
I'm going to try the Key Lime Margarita first.
All right. Let's do it. I don't know that I've had that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This one is good. I think that this one is.
I'm a big, big margarita fan.
Oh, I think you'll like this one.
I have to be honest with you. I think the only one I've tried is the pink one.
Oh, really?
So I'm pretty excited about the one I'm about to try too.
This one's good.
Okay. Can I try it?
Mm. They're cold. We grabbed them from the fridge today. Thanks to Corey. Now we drink things cold.
Yeah. To ensure the proper
flavor profile. Bridget's going to try it now.
Here I go.
It's got bubbles. So this one's bubbly already.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's got a little salt in it.
Yeah.
Feels like.
It's would got be the good, great with good salted lemon lime.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about this one because I love a good Bellini. And my favorite Bellini is across the pond and I can't get it anymore.
You can take that one tonight if you want for your birthday.
Oh,
I mean, and the six pack over there.
I was like, gonna have more.
I do not know where those Palomas went. They just disappeared.
We had a whole case. We had the same exact that of 12. Palomas. Yeah,
right.
And God, they're all
somewhere
gone
around here. Unless we sent them out.
We did. No, we did not. I said, send them out to who? Oh, it smells so good. So this is a
smell.
This is a blackberry hibiscus Bellini. It smells so good.
Oh, yeah. It's like a...
Oh, it smells so good.
What is the smell of that?
It almost smells like blueberry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a big sucker for blueberry.
Mm.
It's a gorgeous color.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's a gorgeous color. Oh, it smells so good. Oh, that's good. That is really good. I don't understand how these are only 60 calories.
Who cares? It's none of our business.
It's not. It's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels like it feels like
God, it smells like a grape popsicle, but it's not grape.
No. Oh my God. And it doesn't even have that creepy sugar thing in it.
The one that
yeah.
really, really upset Will Arnett.
Yeah.
Will Arnett, if you're listening.
Yeah, that sugar alcohol thing is like throwing everybody for a loop.
Oh yeah, people are like yeah. and then just like completely boycotted it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that's good. That's, it's like it's kind of like it tastes cocktail-y, which mm-hmm. is kind of what I like about those. Yeah. Because otherwise they just taste like
juice
and yeah. you're like slamming it.
I wouldn't slam this.
Also on ice, that would be really good.
I love it.
Although in a champagne flute, that might be just peachy. You liked it and then you didn't.
Yeah, and I was like, God.
God damn it.
I like it.
You haven't tried that one?
No.
Oh, have you only tried this?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have no memory of it, but. Well, because it was weeks ago.
It was.
And by weeks, I mean definitely weeks, months.
Yeah. So the third one we're trying, we are trying three today. This is also mingle. So these are three different flavors. This one is the cranberry Cosmo. We tried this. I think this was the first one we tried here at 1909 before okay. we tried the other two. The margarita is good. If you like a margarita, that one's good. The mingle cranberry Cosmo is the next one up. It's a cute can.
It's a cute can. I mean, I do love this. So I mean, I do love when things are, serendipitous. And so it is super cute to have the most spring looking drinks Easter weekend. I'm not going to lie.
For sure.
These would be terrific to have out.
Oh,
on your Easter brunch. They really would.
So smart.
Yeah.
We should try the, elderflower and, blood orange mimosa.
Okay.
That one is really good.
I mean, I'm a real sucker for the elderflower stuff right now.
Yeah. It's blood orange. It's like a mimosa. It's really good. Okay, so this is the cranberry Cosmo. Oh, it's not even like bright pink.
No.
It's just like a real pretty pink.
Can I do it too?
Sure. Let's do it together.
That does not smell as good as the other two.
Okay. So this one, Bridget does not like this one. This is not my favorite one, but it's a, this I is think
the closest,
it's a,
this is the closest one to probably a cocktail that Mingle makes because it does have that sort of alcohol taste in the back end of it. It's not my favorite. I think that the blackberry hibiscus Bellini is so much better. But that's what's fun about it. I'm not a Cosmo person in general.
I'm not either, but I feel like this kind of tastes like a Cosmo.
Yeah, I'm really not an expert on Cosmo, so I can't really say, but
let's see what the
other two are kind of more my jam.
Out of three, we love two. We like the third.
Yeah. Which is more than we can say for a lot of people. Because but,
a lot of people? A lot of, just in general?
I meant products.
We like two out of three people.
Four out of five dentists agree.
What about the fifth?
Like, what?
I want to know.
I want to know what she thought. Anyway, like, she did not like that toothbrush, and I want to know why.
And everybody that says, like, oh, we have an 85% satisfaction rate, I'm like, oh, if you're not perfect, do not say that.
Yeah, like, what is... There was a political campaign once that said that we were a top 10 state, and I was like, top 10? In what? Your top 10 state of what?
Assholes?
What's your top 10 in what? And also, if you're not first, you're last. So,
well, and that's only the top 20%.
Talladega Nights showed us that if you're not first, you're last. So, top 10.
That's only the top 20%.
Get
out of here. 80%.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
There's only 50.
It's like a B plus.
Yeah, there's only 50 states. You're come on. So anyway, these are good.
Mingle mocktails. Get them online.
They would be great for every event, but they're perfect spring, summer.
Yep. You can buy them in 24 packs, which they're not super expensive.
They're not. We actually buy them by flavor in 24 packs.
Yeah. Yeah. And we go through a ton of them at 1909.
And we go through a ton of them. You can find them in most of our baby boxes too, our mama boxes.
Yeah.
Because they are just perfect.
Well, and they're so cute.
Ready to go cocktails.
And they're cute.
They're cute. I love the colors.
Yeah.
But this...
kudos to Mingle Mocktails.
Way to go, Mingle. This Blackberry Hibiscus Bellini just made it into my rotation, though.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And they're great over ice. I mean, we don't have them over ice. We're drinking them straight, but...
But cold. Straight, but cold.
But cold. They might not be so good warm.
Ah! I mean, a lot of stuff isn't.
I would probably be fine with it.
Yeah. A lot of stuff isn't. But, yeah, you know. Anyway, so... Moving right along, we had an incredible event last weekend.
It was super fun.
It was
a B plus.
Everything. It was everything we could have asked for and more. But everybody that we got to work with, the Deliciouser, is incredible. Full stop.
We left there thinking we're going to do something every month.
Yes, because they are fabulous. Their location is fabulous. Their food is fabulous.
Oh, the food.
The owners, the staff, the chefs, everything. Like, they are top notch. Absolute. They are the pinnacle. And I love everything about being with them and being there. And the folks that come in, like, they are our people.
Yeah.
Like, they had,
it was so fun.
We had so much fun. We did our mocktails and cocktails shake off. So we pitted the alcoholic and non-alcoholic version of three of the exact same cocktails together. And we do them exactly the same, except for the spirit that goes into them. So in a margarita, we use non-alcoholic triple sec and, you know, special lime juice and all of that. The only thing that's different is the alcoholic and non-alcoholic tequila that goes in them so that it's exactly the same, so that people get to see the same cocktail pitted against each other. And all three of them were huge hits and we loved it. But I mean, the food that went with each round. Oh my gosh.
They fried up their own calamari. It was the best calamari I've ever had. And Dale went, he doesn't eat calamari, and had like three plates.
What those people can do to deviled eggs.
Oh, the devil.
Like, are you kidding?
It was a very
me.
Wisconsin course. We had a brandy old, bourbon old fashioned.
Yes.
With deviled eggs.
Multiple different kinds of deviled eggs. Three
with
different
baby pickles.
And they make all of their own spices in house, which gave us the opportunity to use their spices in our rim jobs, which we rimmed a couple of our cocktails with their spices. And I mean, our old fashions. Had a smoky Oaxaca. Very smoky flavor on our bourbon old fashioned with a little kick.
Oh, so good.
I mean, we had so much fun building the rims for our cocktails to match with the spices that these people are so fucking phenomenal at creating. That, like, this is a collaboration that I want to go on forever.
Oh yeah.
Because
it's so good. And the people were so nice.
Everybody was. I mean, everybody there is nice. Everybody that came to visit was nice. Mm-hmm. It was the happiest.
It was a great event.
I mean, genuinely, I cannot wait to do it again. I'm so excited for what we get to do with them in the future. And we were flying after that. It was so fun.
Yeah. If nothing else, I'm a firm believer that all business, all everything in this life is about people, and they have made it real easy to work with them. So we are extremely excited to continue that collaboration.
It was incredible. It gave us the opportunity to sort of highlight, you know, how easy it is to have that non-alcoholic option in the world. And we had more people than not tried both of every drink.
Yes.
So there were a couple of people that would be like, only the non-alcoholic one, a couple of people only the alcoholic one. But by and large, the majority of them all tried both.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's all we could ask for. Like, because knowledge is power, people.
Yeah. And we had a couple of people say, like, they either couldn't tell the difference.
Yes.
The gin, for sure. The gin one is hard to tell the difference from.
Yes.
But also that they liked the non-alcoholic one better,
mm-hmm.
which is so fun.
Yeah. Our margarita, they said, was very hard to tell, which we work really hard at that, because that is, and truly, one of the best margaritas we have tasted, period, too.
Yeah.
And then we make our own rose and elderflower gin and tonic, mm-hmm. and you cannot tell.
No. So like, good. Yeah. It's going to be such a great sipper. I really don't think that there's any way around the old fashioned.
Nope. No.
It's just not the same.
It's not. And we can't really tell you
that. We can make it look the same.
And that's huge, though.
It is huge, especially if you're an old fashioned drinker.
Yes.
Like, let's remember that this stuff doesn't have alcohol in it. Right. And a lot of the alcohol that you're trying tastes like alcohol.
Well, old fashions are a very
strong
boozy drink. That is almost completely booze.
Right.
The only like off part of it is a little bit of sour mix or sweet. But it is, I mean, that is half a glass of bourbon or brandy. Right. And then, you know, some
bourbon
bitters.
And brandy is brown liquor that tastes like liquor. It's not meant to taste like anything else.
It's not your vodka. It's not your tequila. Right. It's not something that can be offset. So you are 100% right. Our old fashioned is never going to be the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Our only goal is to make it look and feel as if you are having the same experience.
Right. And you probably, I mean, it's just not. So when people try them and they completely poo-poo them, like, that tastes nothing like it.
You're right.
It doesn't.
Yep.
I mean, we're trying to make it inclusive.
Yep.
That doesn't mean it's going to be the same.
But we're and we have done our damnedest to make it taste good.
Yes.
Like, we have gone through every single
chloroseptic.
Bourbon alternative. Yeah. I mean, just absolute shit products out there, because it is very difficult to replicate that particular flavor.
That's because there's no booze in it.
Right. So,
I mean, I think it's pretty easy to replicate like a raspberry vodka.
Oh, gosh.
I think that's what this Mingle Cosmo is supposed to taste like, right? Like, it tastes like a flavored vodka kind of.
It really does. But it is really hard to do that part. So the work that we put in our old fashions is to build a flavor profile that tastes good, knowing full well that it will not be identical to that.
Yep.
But I would argue it's better than anything else we've tried.
Oh, agreed.
Especially the canned ones. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Stay away from that. No. But we have worked really, really hard at that. And people like them when they agree that it's not going to be identical.
Yeah.
And you get to do every part of it. It does have the bitters in it. It does have the orange, the cherry, the sour mix.
Yeah.
It does have a spirit in it. It got the same, you know, perfectly smoked rim.
Yeah.
That everybody else did. And it was delicious. It just was not going to be exactly the same. But we had everybody there thought it was still great.
For sure.
So
I mean, like, I think the beer tastes so similar. I mean, beers are obviously easier, but like, they taste so similar to the fully leaded beer that I think you just have to have an open mind when you're going into cocktails because it's not the same. Because part of this taste behind the cocktail is actually the booze.
Yep.
So anyway, that's that.
That's that.
We had an amazing event. We're going to do Mother's Day.
Yes.
Mother's Day.
So
they just replied and said Mother's Day brunch.
Yeah. Really?
So we're going to be there for Mother's Day. It's going to be amazing.
That is so exciting.
Tickets coming out for that soon.
I cannot wait to see what we are going to build in terms of cocktails for that.
So many bubblies.
I mean, I'm also thinking some sort of spring cocktail that we'll come up with. Mocktail.
Uh-huh. And cocktail.
Yeah. But I'm excited because we have more fun than we can possibly tell you creating some of these things.
Oh yeah. It's been great.
Sharing them.
And you can come with your drinker friends, and your drinker friends can come with your non-drinker friends. Yeah, it's great.
There's something for everybody.
Bring all the preggies.
That's the point.
Bring all the preggies to the Mother's Day.
Yeah, do it. Celebrate them in every way. But that whole part about, like, you can bring everybody leads me into something that happened to me this week. So Katie mentioned this on the last episode, but she said that I was also a bar manager. Well, that's not entirely inaccurate, but it is not.
I thought you were going to say it's not entirely true. And I was like,
no, I am.
It's true. Yeah,
no,
but it's not entirely true, I suppose.
So in addition to that is not my full-time job. I do have an actual career, but I also in my free time run a nonprofit that has a bar and restaurant and event center with it. And it has a bar and restaurant, and they are going through the new menus because we are, you know, trying to revamp that to move forward into, you know, this particular decade generation hit the people that we want. You know, we want younger people coming in and all of that jazz. So we have to make a menu that kind of evolves with that. And they brought me the bar menu itself. And when I looked at the bar menu, there was not a single non-alcoholic beer on it. And an entire section of cocktails with not one non-alcoholic option. And I was like, guys, I mean, we have, how have I been unclear? I mean,
you're pretty clear.
Like I'm pretty, like I've been shouting this from the rooftops. How did this happen in an establishment where I spend my time of all people? And they were like, "Ooh, that's a good note." And I thought,
good note.
Good note. Yes. So I
thought I made that note clear a few weeks ago.
Yeah. A few months ago. I thought, you know, since July. I
thought maybe building a business around it, I thought that would be enough.
That was clear enough. I mean, one of the guys sitting next to me, they're like, oh, she is an expert in this, though. We should probably take the recommendations she's got. The folks are taking that back, and revamping that a little bit, but very excited that come this summer at that particular establishment, folks will have the opportunity to have a multitude of really good non-alcoholic beers. And we have a great location where people can sit outside and it will be super fun. And everybody should have the opportunity to have something good.
Not horrible.
Right.
What are you getting? You know?
I had put Sam Adams, just the haze on there. I'd also put Athletic Brewing on there. And I also put Lakefront Brewing.
The other one that you can get really easily is Dogfish Head Lemon Quest.
Yeah, and actually we probably can too because we have Dogfish Head IPA on tap anyway.
Oh yeah, so it'll be easy to get the Lemon Quest.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited. Anyway, so what else we got today? Changes. What do we got? What do you want to talk about in terms of changes?
Changes.
Okay.
Just changes.
Just change in general?
I think change in general.
Change in general is hard.
Well, we're changing seasons.
Yep.
So that's fun.
It is.
Especially here.
I was overly excited to tell Katie earlier this week that winter was over. And she said no.
I did. Not as nice as that.
No, it wasn't. No, I was like, nice,
we learned.
She was like, no,
we lived
dummy.
Here for fucking 4 decades. Yeah. We know that winter is not actually over, even though it says it's going to be 80. We have one more storm.
Winter is over.
No.
Yeah. Mm. I don't believe that there will be another shovelable snow.
Oh, we're going to say that's on record. I mean, I guess you haven't been on this earth for 4 decades yet.
Not yet.
3.8.
That is true. That is true. I'm going to stand by that.
Okay. Well, we're going to see how I win that one too.
Okay. I look forward.
I mean, I'm not wishing for it. Believe me. I would like it to be over.
It's a weird thing to wish for, but you do you, boo.
but the seasons change every year. Some people deal with change better than others. I personally love change because summer is coming. And you know what summer means.
Summer means boat rides and
bonfires, beer gardens.
Yeah.
Oh, any more bees?
No, I was about to start singing pontoon. But I mean, so I do think in terms of
how to prepare for that if you're not drinking.
Yeah. I mean, this was a solid segue from events and, you know, talking about Easter and Mother's Day
I should
and all
throw
that
up
jazz.
But carousel from Christmas for Easter, because it is a different
holiday,
but it does have Aunt Judy in there too.
It does. But so as we transition out of, you know, talking about our event last week and, you know, getting excited for the events that we have in the future with these folks, a lot of preparation for us goes into making sure that everybody is armed with the beverages and choices that they have going into new seasons. And summer is probably a pretty difficult season if anybody is trying to evaluate how much alcohol or not they want to be enjoying. And having different choices for these different events.
Activities, events.
Yeah.
I would say summer's probably harder than winter.
Okay.
As far as a starting point.
I would agree because summer has far more activities. Daylight. But I mean,
if you're a day drinker, daylight is so much fun.
Well, totally. But it has far more things. Like
way more social occasions.
Way more. I was just talking.
Graduations.
Yeah, graduations. Weddings. 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, Lake weekends, Tuesdays. Beach weekends, Tuesdays. Everybody's using their vacation time.
Yeah.
Golf courses, all of that jazz. And I
But don't worry, they have White Russians.
Yeah. Good God.
We need to. The first golf outing, we need to read that email.
I can't wait. When is our first golf outing? We have to have one coming
May.
Up. May?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it it's a real thinker how people don't feel like they have the same opportunities at these places as others. But I do think that it is important to arm yourself with the information going in. And sometimes that means calling ahead to wherever you're going and planning ahead.
And do we think that's fair that you have to do that? Not really. We're trying, but also you're going to have to take some responsibility.
Yes. Do we think it's fair? No, but we all unfortunately cannot call every golf course, beach, club, everywhere for you.
We could.
You know what? Get the phone book out. We'll start calling nationwide.
The phone book that is now 2 pages thick.
No, but I do think it is important to know because winter was different, right? People really do. I mean, we did our best to not, kind of hide away and hole up, but there are far less activities that you have to do, especially in January and February and March until St. Patty's Day, where you really,
you can just hole up.
You really can.
We hoped you didn't, but you could.
Right. There wasn't as much stuff that you had to plan for. In summer, and a friend and I were just talking about this, like every weekend is usually booked with something.
Something that involves drinking.
Yes.
Right. However, on the flip side of this, the nice thing is there's also so much more to do.
Oh, gosh, yes.
There's so much more daylight. There's so many more hiking trails that are open and bike. Like, maybe you want to take up biking. Maybe you want to walk the dog more. Maybe, right? Like,
it's
also
a great
is a
time
really
to take
great
up golf
time.
And tennis.
Yes. Or pickleball.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, that's big.
Yeah. So it also is, while it seems like the worst time, like, oh, I'm just going to wait until September to quit drinking. Like, it also is a really good time because it sucks up so much time. So, like, the fear of boredom that lots of people have, I agree with that in December, January, February, March. Like, there's not a lot to do, right? Like, it's hard to do that. But if you're nervous about the boredom part of it, summer's a great time to cut back or quit because there's so much other stuff to do that you don't have to drink at. Like, or if you are doing stuff that has drinking, then by all means. Sam Adams.
Totally. And if you are the drinking half of the crowd, be cognizant that there's very likely a lot of non-drinkers or lower level drinkers and have stuff on hand for that.
So easy.
It is not that hard. And we had somebody reach out to us not that long ago. One of my cousins said that they were very excited for our lake vacation this year so that they can try some of the stuff that we have been promoting. And I was like, of course, I will have an entire non-alcoholic cooler available.
Right.
Like I will make sure that everybody at the beach has access to that too.
Yeah.
Because it isn't that hard for me. If I'm packing
my
cooler.
It's not that hard for anybody, really.
It's not that hard for anybody. But that was my point. If I'm packing my cooler, going to the grocery store, if I'm packing my coolers up, it is just as easy for me to make sure that I have the Athletic Brewing in there, the Sam Adams, as it is to make sure that I've got
the
Michelob Ultra. Yes, now the Mingle Mocktails. But me, I'm a big fan of Recess, especially in the summer. So I will likely have a lot of Recess on me. I will definitely have a shit ton of Untitled Art.
Yes. They have
one of my favorite drinks. They also, and what's great about Untitled Art and Out at Octopi is, I can go in there and buy half and half. I can fill my cooler with both.
Yep.
half and half.
They all look the same. They're gorgeous.
They all look the same. They all are the same. And you know what? That is probably what I'm going to do because they are the prettiest cans. But they have my favorite stuff too. And it isn't that hard. I went through the first tailgate season ever making sure that it was the same, that everybody had that opportunity. And it took exactly none more effort on my part to make that happen. Yeah. So why won't I do that for every outing from here on out?
I think most people would be really surprised if you have good NA beer that it will be gone.
Oh, yep.
I was shocked. We were at a birthday party the other day for family.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person there was drinking an NA beer.
Yeah, that's wild.
Except for one,
yeah.
who was my husband, who was drinking Busch Light.
Yeah. No, but that's wild.
They had it.
Yeah.
Everybody drank it. Everybody loved it. A couple of people had like a High Noon and then they had an NA or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of the mix and match.
Right?
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Like I love a good mix and match because I really love the Sam Adams, just the haze. So I do that one a lot and I'll mix that in with other beers. I do love a good High Noon if they're
at High Noon.
So I can mix those in, but there's a lot of gut rot when you drink some of those. I like offsetting it.
Some of the
seltzers.
Seltzers and stuff.
Yeah. So yeah.
You know, we can't really put anything past good old fashioned water. In the summer when you're sweating your ass off.
Yeah.
Hydrate.
There's no bigger fan in this world of water
than this one right here.
Like that is my drink of choice. It has been my entire life.
I love that.
Like
for
that
you.
Is not, I don't,
so good.
I don't want anything but water most of the time.
I will say I drink way more water out of our podcast Yeti.
I love that Yeti.
Oh, that Yeti.
Yeah. So that we finally pulled the trigger on this new kind of Yeti that has a water bottle top too. Life changing.
So it's glass.
It's like life top.
Yeah. I have drank so much more water. Can't you tell? My skin is so dewy.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you know, drinking water is obviously ideal. Truly, I don't think about it because I actually don't have anything in my house to drink most of the time except for water.
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
Sometimes there's Propel, but that's just another kind of water.
Yeah. God, my kids love Propel. I had one the other day. I just about spit it out my nose.
Nope. I love
it's
Propel.
It's so sweet.
But there's no sugar in them.
Okay. But it's so sweet.
Yeah. There's no, yeah.
It's so weird that it's so sweet with no sugar.
Yeah. No, I don't. there's no.
It's so weird.
Yeah. But yes, water, you know, drink up. But yeah, there's so many things to do outside and you know.
Yeah. So summer, I think, is just... It can be a tough time mm-hmm. to think about it. The fear around it is a lot because you don't know what you're going to do because there's so many events with it. But also, if you just flip your script a little bit, it also is a really great time to like kick start that because there's so much to do that's not like you have so many opportunities just because of the weather to do other stuff.
Yes. So, but that's all. But it is also a super good opportunity for the people like me in the world mm-hmm. to make sure that people like you in the world
have something to drink. The parties.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and not to say that it doesn't behoove folks to bring stuff, but if you are the drinker hosting, make sure that the non-drinkers have an option.
The non-drinkers will love you for it.
Yeah. And they already love you,
but they'll love you.
It's so easy to just pay attention to other people.
Yeah.
Just be right. Cool, man.
But also mind your business.
Yes, but just having the options.
Oh, can I tell you a little story behind Mind the Beeswax?
Sure.
Mind your beeswax.
Yeah.
Did I already tell you this story that I had to stay after school for this when I was in second grade?
No.
That's why I named it that. But then I realized we never even talked about it inside the podcast. And then I just decided to name it that.
Okay.
So mind your beeswax. I was the math leader in Mrs. Diamond's class when I was in second grade.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I was helping somebody with their math. There was a line of people waiting for me to help them with their math.
Love it.
Christy Ziegler, bless her heart. I'm pretty sure she's still alive, so not like rest in peace, but bless her heart. Because I still feel bad about this.
Oh, geez. What did you do?
She interrupted me and like a couple of times. And I told her to just wait. And then she asked me a question. I said, mind your own beeswax.
Oh, no.
And Mrs. Diamond heard it. At the time, we got 3 check marks behind our name, and then you had to stay after school, and I already had 2. So I had to stay after school that day. Which,
what'd you get the first 2 for?
I don't know.
Was it talking?
Talking out of turn, I'm sure of
it. I'm betting it was talking.
Or not finishing my homework. But either way, I had to stay after school, which is, these are the days that no cell phones, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I was in second grade. No cell phones. So like Mrs. Isaacson, our secretary, had to call my mom and say, hey, Katie has to stay after school. You have to pick her up later. Which, could you imagine if you got a call at home now and like, hey, let me interrupt your busy day. You now have to, like, your kid's not taking the bus home. Now you have to pick them up later. Right. Which my mom stayed at home, so it was fine.
But she apparently was already going to pick up her other 2 kids, right?
No, we rode the bus.
Oh, no, but I mean, what I'm saying is she was going to have to pick up the other 2. And or they were going to get home and yeah. Like,
oh, well, right. And then like, she was going to like, I'm not on the bus.
Like, where?
Right. And not only that, but she had to pack up my little brother and take him to school to pick me up. Now, on this particular day, my dad had to do it. I'm not sure how that happened, but he came and like roared up in his Corvette. But that's where Mind Your Own Beeswax came from.
That's fabulous. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't
have been a big deal had I not already had the 2 check marks.
I realized that was what the title of the last podcast was, but I did think that we touched on why folks should mind their business. But I do think that having background on it is super helpful now.
Right, the beeswax part. Yeah. Like, mind your own business,
yeah.
Yes.
Mind your
beeswax.
Yeah, no. I'm fully on board with everybody minding their own fucking beeswax.
But also beeswax. Like business is some sort of swear word. And so I just replaced it with beeswax. And so think about all these little stories that everybody's got from second grade. I only have like 5 memories. That's one of them.
That's a good one. I don't know that I have any specific from second grade. Oh, yeah. So I dig it.
Oh, poor Christy Ziegler.
Poor Christy
Sickler.
Sorry,
Christy Sickler, if you're listening.
I love that you'd already had 2 check marks that day.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm not sure what they were for. I'm pretty
But staying after class in second grade seems like an aggressive
after
choice.
After school, yeah. Right? Like, yeah.
I think that seems like an aggressive choice.
Could
for
you
a second
imagine
grader?
What no. A mom would say if she was like,
can you imagine what a mom would say now in 2023?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, like, no. If somebody called me, if their teacher, I'm sorry, if the secretary called me at home,
the teacher
and said,
would be fired.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the teacher would be fired. Yeah. I'm sorry, your child spoke out of turn, said, mind your own beeswax to another girl, and now you have to pick her up 20 minutes later. Please pack your 3-year-old son from his nap up.
I can see the Instagram stories now where they are just losing their absolute shit on
losing
some poor teacher. And now all of a sudden there's a witch hunt.
And now she's fired. She's working at the coffee shop.
There's a job for everyone.
But really, I mean, think about that anymore.
No, I mean,
there's just no way.
In 2023, couldn't do it.
Well, not only that, but like, mind your own beeswax would be some sort of hashtag that would go around
would
and be like, my daughter can say whatever she wants. There's freedom of speech. It's not bullying. She shouldn't have interrupted.
This teacher is...
Let the girls play.
Right.
I would love to talk about
this
that.
This teacher thinks that she knows everything and she is, I will parent my child. Thank you.
That is not your job, even though I expect it to be your job.
When it's convenient for me.
And you should give my kid a ride home from school.
Right? Jesus Christ. Parents. These poor teachers.
Sure, well, first of all, my mom has no fucking idea that this story even exists. I think it's time we sign off.
Yes.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Happy Easter. Happy birthday, Bridget.
Thank you so much.
You're my favorite.
Thank you. You're my favorite.
That's what your card would have said had I not just taken it out of the plastic and given it to you.
But I love it so much anyway. All right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. We'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.